We have guests in the studio this morning for a community conversation. Melanie and Michelle from the Volunteer Center here. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So we're doing this a little early today because we're trying to adjust for a calendar. So we're all right with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we gave everyone for early warning yesterday. So all our regular listeners should be tuning in right now.
Both of them. You can hear their regulars.
Oh, we have more than just two.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I know my brother listens.
Oh, see, there we go.
There's one.
And then there's a podcast that they can listen to later. So what's going on at the Volunteer Center?
Yeah, well, we had a fun week. We were out on the Do Good bus on Tuesday with a group from two businesses joined up, actually, together, Hankerson's Country Oven, and then actually one of our nonprofit partners, Friends, Inc., they brought some of their staff on the board. On the bus. So it was a really fun day. We went to Samaritan and played games and baked brownies with residents, and they made a little leprechaun. I can't talk this morning. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Craft, and we just had a great day visiting with residents, and so it's always fun when you get to start the week like that.
Yes. It also brings up a really good point that you had two businesses that went in together for a business ride.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely something that the Volunteer Center entertains and a fun way to meet new people and to be able to do a Do Good bus ride for.
Absolutely. For those smaller businesses that can't fill a bus on their own. But speaking about filling buses, our next community ride is happening on Saturday, March 23rd, from 10:30 to 3:30. It's always sweet to volunteer. You may get sticky fingers, but we promise you'll have a great time helping a local organization. So I don't know if those clues.
You may have given away too much in the Facebook post. I saw the picture.
Well, you know, we always say it's the worst kept secret in town,
it's
right?
It's true. So if you can join us in March, we just ask that if you're 12 or between 12 and 14, you come with a parent. 14 or older, you can come on your own if you'd like to join us that day. And you can sign up on our website. We hope it's a little nicer by then, and we don't have to worry about snow or ice canceling a bus ride because we've had some weather related issues with that as well. So.
You and everyone else
on the planet
is kind of how that goes. So, all right. Well, I know we're going to talk about next about Champions of Change, annual event that is coming up quick.
Yeah. Right. We are in full gear looking at getting our nominations for Champions of Change. So I guess the first thing is to let people know what is Champions of Change. And that is a volunteer recognition event that we host every year for the last 5 years, hosted by the Volunteer Center. And it's to celebrate and recognize the everyday people doing extraordinary things in Washington County. And we want to give a quick shout out and thank you to Delta Defense. They are our presenting sponsor for that event, and we couldn't make it happen without their generous support.
Yeah, and one thing that's really awesome about Champions of Change, you know, if you work with volunteers or you are a volunteer yourself, many times we hear over and over that a volunteer don't want to be, you know, thanked. They just do it because it's what you should do, and they don't want any recognition. But it really, Champions of Change celebrates that. So I kind of feel people say that because they're humble and modest, but it feels good to be recognized for your efforts. And we have some volunteers in this community that go above and beyond every day that deserve the recognition. And even more importantly, what happens at Champions of Change is that it's an inspirational event. So what inspires people to do more is hearing the stories of others. And that's really what this event is meant to do, to share those stories that otherwise we wouldn't know what some people are doing or what the needs are, to inspire others to give back as well. And so we always say, we leave that event, our staff at the end of the night, reminded that this is why we do what we do.
Absolutely.
At the Volunteer Center, because we get to know these incredible people. Yeah. So, to who can be nominated for a champ, who is a champion of change? You know, any volunteer that you can't imagine working without, that's a story we'd love to hear. So, or somebody that you know, a neighbor, a coworker, the youth group at your church. Really just, we encourage everyone to think a little bit about who they know in their lives, who could use a little shout out for the awesome work that they're doing.
Yeah, everyone has a story to tell, and we want to share that story.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing is, there are so many categories that for the nominees that pretty much you can find a way to recognize anyone's contributions.
Absolutely. Our categories range from an individual to someone. We like to say 55 or better. You know, there are a lot of seniors and retired people out there who are spending, we see it at the Hub, spending, you know, 3 days a week volunteering. Amazing kids doing great things as well. I get to know a lot of the ones we work with through Camp Superhero, and I know there are so many more kids doing great things. So if you know somebody who is a rock star youth, you know, just crushing it already in sixth grade, nominate them.
That would, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We shout out businesses that are doing great things in the community, board members. There really are, there's a category for everyone.
Right. And you don't actually have to pick the category. Tell your story, and we will find the right category for that story.
Okay.
We've heard over the years people sometimes aren't sure where to nominate someone. So we just ask that you tell their story, and we'll figure out where they have the best
shot
of fitting in.
All right. That's that a makes new sense.
Change. Yeah. So speaking of categories, and there are, of course, winners for those 10 categories, and they receive $500 that they can donate to a nonprofit in their honor. So nonprofits will use that $500. It's unexpected money for them, so they can further their mission. They can start a program they have been planning and just didn't have the money to get to. Those few extra dollars might be just what they needed to get some supplies that have been on their wait list. So $500 goes a long way for a nonprofit, and it's really a great thing that the winners get to do, to hand over to something that's important to them, that money. But not only that, nominators also are eligible for some prize money. We hand out five $100 awards. This year, we're doing it a little differently. Every Friday in March, starting on the 8th, we are going to pick a nominator at random, and they get $100. So the earlier you get in your nomination, the more opportunities you have to win a $100 prize that also you donate to a nonprofit.
Right. I just wanted to clarify that. You win a $100 donation to get
in your name.
In your name. Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So then attending the celebration is another opportunity for that last $100 award nomination, or I'm sorry, donation award. And then you also get to see the wonderful stories that are at the event. And we've already had a few come in.
Yeah, we've had some good ones.
So, yeah.
We'd like to keep them coming. One of the great things about this event, though, as we talk about what the winner receives, is that it's the focus isn't necessarily on the winners.
Correct.
It's shouting out and raising up the stories of everyone nominated. So it's a celebration for everyone. And it's not just, it's not like the Academy Awards where it's all about the winners, you know. So
right. That's true. It's not all about the winners, but there is.
But it's a nice perk.
It is a nice perk, and it's fun. I mean, we've heard the stories of how the winners have shared their money and how meaningful it was for them to make that decision.
Absolutely. And the banquet, the awards ceremony, is scheduled for when this year?
It is on Thursday, May 30th.
It is.
Okay. All right. there was a backside today. I didn't know there was a backside. I was confused. That's all right. It happens. So.
So we are currently accepting nominations. It's really simple. We try to make it as easy as possible for people to nominate a champion of change. So you can go right to our website, which is volunteernow.net. And on the main menu, you'll see a link that says Champions of Change, and that'll take you into the nomination process. And it's super simple. We just really ask two questions. And those two questions are, why does your nominee deserve recognition? And how does your nominee inspire you? And especially that second question there really makes it a heartfelt nomination. You know, we ask that people, you know, have a well-thought-out paragraph on that, because that's really what gets to the heart of the judges and how they make their decisions. So from that point, we'll put them into a category that feels like the best fit. And really, that's that.
That's it.
Really try to streamlined the nomination process over the last couple of years. So we are accepting nominations pretty much throughout March. The deadline is Friday before midnight on Friday, March 28th. And just a couple other details I wanted to clarify. Your volunteer needs to be somebody whose volunteer work is happening here in Washington County. That's really important. We actually received one nomination that was someone must have found our website online, and they lived in Portland, Oregon.
But it was Washington County.
It was Washington County, Oregon. Okay. So very worthy volunteer, but we are looking for local volunteers for these awards. And if a family member nominates someone, their nomination needs to be accompanied by a nomination of a non-family member. So that's just the nitty-gritty details there, but important.
The fine print.
Yes, exactly.
There we go.
So on to the event. Like we talked about earlier, it is May 30th. It's at West Bend Prairie Center. That's West Bend Mutual's Prairie Center. Tickets aren't on sale quite yet, but they'll be on sale soon. We have some exciting news. Our friend Katrina Cravey will be our MC that night. So that's a lot of fun. We're excited to have her. It's a night filled with inspiring stories like we've talked about. Heartfelt thanks. There's great food. Because of a generous underwriter this year, nominated volunteers will receive their ticket for free for the celebration. Ooh. Yeah, so we're really excited about that addition as well this year.
All right. Yeah. And again, the nomination forms available on the website, which is
volunteernow.net.
All right. So do we have some needs this week?
We have a few needs of the week. This one is a great one for any history buffs out there. The History Center of Washington County is looking for tour guides. They run tours between 11 and 5 on Wednesdays through Fridays. And volunteers usually typically split up those shifts, so you're not there the whole time. You don't need to come with a lot of experience. You just need to be willing to learn and share a passion for history, and hopefully can pitch in about once a month. So that's a pretty fun one there.
Yeah. If you love music, the Kettle Moraine Symphony is looking for volunteers who need to be at least 17 years old, and they will be helping with their 50th season celebration. Mm-hmm. Say that five times fast. There's various opportunities. The task could include organizing events, marketing, fundraising, working with kids, and there's many other options. So give them a call.
And lastly, something to get us all thinking about summer and warm, sunny days.
I love this one. It's one of my favorite opportunities.
Cedar Community is looking for pontoon boat drivers to take residents out on Big Cedar Lake. So typically they're looking for volunteers who can help in the late morning or early afternoon on weekdays and occasional weekend rides, but not quite as many of those. They do ask volunteers be at least 18 years old with a valid driver's license, and there will be a training in late May or early June to get you ready to drive that boat.
Fun, fun, fun.
Sounds so
You ever
fun.
Driven a pontoon?
Yes.
Ridden. Never driven.
We have one. They're a lot of fun.
We had one at the summer camp I worked at, and I was allowed to drive it exactly twice.
Oh, no.
We won't go into details as to why. But,
so maybe that's not the best volunteer opportunity
for probably not
for
an
Rick.
Opportunity for me. No, no. So, and if people want to find out more about more than 200 volunteer opportunities that are available,
at volunteernow.net, or you can give us a call at 338-8256.
All right. Sounds good. And again, deadline for Champions of Change nominations is the end of the month.
Friday, March 28th. Yep.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Melanie and Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. So we will see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you.